Hello and welcome to another Cleveland Browns News. I'm your host, Rob O'Reilly. Big week as the Browns have traded for Odell Beckham Jr. We traded our first-round pick this year, which was 17 overall, and one of our third-round picks, the worst of the two. And safety Jabril Peppers in order to get Odell. And then, of course, on top of that, we got to pay Odell a large salary, we have a lot of cap room, so it's not that big a deal. But I think it's a somewhat fair trade from both teams. It's exciting to know what's going to happen with such a stacked receiving core. Although I will say, I feel like Odell and his good friend Jarvis Landry, that's another element of this that's interesting, that his best friend plays on our team, but they kind of share a similar role. I think Odell can stretch the field more than Jarvis, who's more of a slot receiver, but he's still only 5'11", so it would have been nice to get more of a tall, you know, jump ball receiver, but I suppose with Odell's jumping ability, he can still get up there and get those kind of passes in goal line situations. But I worry a little about, I know John Dorsey likes to take gambles on players that have risky personalities, and I, for the most part, like that, but, like, at some point, it's, you know, potentially harmful to a team to have a lot of big personalities in the locker room that, and people who don't have good anger control. The Kareem Hunt signing, while low risk, you know, that's it's worrisome. I'm hearing from people that, you know, he played at University of Toledo, and going all the way back to then, he's got a lot of issues, and he's got a lot more things that he's done that haven't been reported. And at some point, it's like, I feel like this team is already so talented that it's, at this point, one of the potential pitfalls would just be a combustible locker room with, you know, guys not getting along, basically. So I hope that doesn't happen. And one of my first thoughts when I saw that Odell was signed was, oh, like, he did not get along with Brian Body Calhoun, the cornerback that tackled him near the ankles, and he got injured, and he freaked out about it, even though it was not a cheap shot at all, but it was during a preseason game a couple years ago. And then, so I Google Brian Body Calhoun, and the first thing I see is that he signed with the Texans 5 hours ago. So I have a feeling that once I traded for Odell, it's kind of like, all right, well, we got to get rid of Brian Body Calhoun, which is a shame because I really liked Body Calhoun. I thought he was a very, very underrated cornerback. And by the way, that Texans secondary now is really stacked. We also, from the Giants, received Olivier Vernon, defensive end, and we had to give up Kevin Zeitler, an offensive lineman, and which I'm hearing is a fair trade in terms of talent level, but worries me a little just in terms of, you know, offensive line, I think, is more important than defensive line, generally speaking. And sometimes a team can really fall apart if their offensive line falls apart. But having said that, we also did sign an offensive lineman today, a tackle from the Texans, Kendall Lamb, to a $7 million deal. So hopefully that helps. We got rid of Jamie Collins. So he was dead weight. No hard feelings there on my end. I think he was a player that had talent, but just never really put in a lot of effort, at least for us. He did for the Patriots. We signed defensive lineman Sheldon Richardson, who was the former Jets first-round pick, who, again, troubled history. Ended up playing then for the Seattle and then the Vikings. But we signed him to a 4-year deal, And he claims that he's going to, you know, turn things around now and make a permanent home. And I'll believe it when I see it. A lot of times it's these kind of guys that are on one-year contracts. You know, once they get a bigger contract, then they kind of goof off and don't put in the effort they need to. And it wouldn't surprise me if that happens with him. But I hope that it doesn't. The thing is, these things tend to be exaggerated when the team overall isn't doing well, right? Like in the past, the Browns have not been a good team. So when we signed these guys like Andre Rison, it was like they, well, maybe that's not a good example, but when we signed players to, you know, who are formerly great, they often were like, okay, well, now I'm just cashing checks, gonna phone it in. But now that the Browns are actually good, I think these types of players hopefully will be more motivated to participate in, you know, on a team that's doing well. And I really genuinely believe the Browns are a playoff team next year, and maybe even a deep playoff team, fingers crossed. But what else? Just real quick, signed offensive lineman Eric Kush, linebacker Adarius Taylor, tight end Demetrius Harris, linebacker Ray Armstrong, defensive lineman Carl Davis. Those last two were already on the Browns. And we got rid of tight end Darren Fells, who obviously didn't make much of an impact. So that's the last couple weeks. And we also got Olivier Vernon from the Giants for our offensive lineman, Kevin Zeitler, who I'm hearing is a fair trade, but I'm a little worried that, you know, I favor the offensive line more than the defensive line. And I know that Olivier is a great pass rusher, but I don't want the line to fall apart. That would create big problems, especially for this offense. But the we did sign a offensive tackle from the Texans named Kendall Lamb to a $7 million deal, so hopefully that helps. And we also got Sheldon Richardson, a defensive lineman from, you know, he was the former Jets first-round pick. Then he was with the Seattle and then the Vikings. And, again, someone who's been troubled off the field. And so adding more of those kind of characters to our locker room. But he says that he's turned it around. He wants to have a permanent home. We signed him to a four-year deal. I'll believe it when I see it. I think sometimes these guys just start cashing checks when they get a longer deal, but hopefully because the team will be doing well, he'll actually put in effort, unlike someone like Jamie Collins, who we got rid of a couple weeks ago, who you know, came from the Patriots, was a great player, and then was clearly phoning it in and only started to kind of play better when the team itself was doing better. But yeah, those are the bigger transactions that have happened recently. I'm a little sad that Jabril Peppers is gone. I felt like he was maybe about to turn a corner. Watch him be a star with the Giants. That would be just our luck. But overall, very happy with where the team's going. I think they're definitely a playoff team this year, and maybe even a deep playoff team, fingers crossed. Please subscribe, and thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.